generate, as far as I know, of the Maestah, the Sugya of Kerech HaDibo. The Sugya of Kerech HaDibo, one of the Magdim Ashtika Lagom of Etz, maybe I should have said this last week, is as I, as we know, we're doing this as a series on Shevavim, and if you want to look at my Mekonis, look at the Pele Yates, my Yichas there, but Etz, you have to know as follows, a very, very important Nakuda. There are two types of a bris. There's what we call a bris hamor, which is a circumcision that males have at the age of 8 years old. Really there's something nice. Called a bris haloshim, which is also the covenant of the tongue. These are two types of brisim that are found in the Svarim. I'm not going to be mayrich in it because again it's a tremendous arichas in this. Bris hamor
is a
circumcision. And the bris haloshim is the covenant of the tongue. Both of these energies, listen carefully, both of these energies are a connection that has to be used carefully and obviously in the correct way.
What's bris haloshim again?
Bris haloshim is the covenant of the tongue. Now, the function of speech, listen very carefully, the function of speech parallels the function of reproduction. That's where there's a bris of both words. In the lower world of the body, the output is your offspring, your children. In the higher world of the head, the output is words. Just as children are an outward expression of the body of the parent that he came from, so too words are an output expression of the mind of the speaker. Rabatatz talks about this by Richas. Penayot talks about this by Richas. There is a kesher between the Bris Kodesh and the Bris HaPeh that we're speaking about, which is the Ikka why I want to speak about the halachas tonight, Be'ez Hashem, which are Be'etzer halachas that we know Choshe Mishpat. Just one or two more things I'm going to say also. You have to realize that speech is not only speech, it's actually a connection between the higher world and the lower world. It takes an idea which is only exists in the higher world of your brain, and it transforms it into something physical that can be used in a material world. Speech, as we know, Shtetim Chazal, is the only thing, Kamat, that separates a human from an animal. And we know that the very first Aveira that was done in the Ganze Teira was done on Yidei Dibur, that the Nachash spoke to Chava. So the first Aveira, which caused a tremendous kilkul in the Ganze world, other Yumazer, all came from the Koyach of Dibur. And the Bresa Bliss is something very scary now. I don't understand it 100%. It's Abi Kabbalah, Peliyot. Again, there's a lot of interesting things over here. Just one Nakuda before we move on to Allah is as follows. The Vilna Goyim says, and as we know, the Vilna Goyim didn't waste his words. The Vilna Goyim says as follows, that there's a consequence of a wasted word. Just as we know there's a consequence of wasted seed, there's also a consequence of wasted words. Al-Gadei Kach, he says, that if a person wastes his words in this world for no purpose, he speaks things that are of no purpose to Etzem, so Lemaisa, he will suffer something, and he explains, again, I don't understand it fully, but he explains something that a person from Shama will be flung from one end of the world to another end of the world. It's like traveling to a person's goal, but he actually never arrives there. It's so too when a person speaks and he's wasting his words, similar to wasting seed, is the Maisa, he will have to get this tikkun of trying to get to the goal but never actually reaching it. That Rabbeisai is a tremendous kohen that we have to realize that the Rabbeisai gave us all of deal. Now, Rabbeisai, tonight, Be'ez Hashem, as we know this halacha shel Etzem, is I want to discuss a very, very important nekuda regarding the halachas of the kohen of the Heilige Dibu. And that is the halachas of Oinois Tavorim. I want to get these halachas today. Next week, we start a brand new sugya. As I said, every day or two, we're going to start a brand new sugya in kohen of the Dibu. Today, Be'ez Hashem, Oinois Tavorim. These halachas are put down in Gemorris, put down in Shulchan Aruch, sorry. Oinois Tavorim. Now, let's explain like this, sorry? Now, let's go like this, I might say. There's a pasuk, who doesn't know the following pasuk? The pasuk says like this. Right? One is not allowed to pain another fellow Jew, and you have to fear your God. As I state in the Heilige Torah, Vayikra, Perikov, Hei, Pasuk Yitzayim. Now, Chazal are telling us a tremendous insight. Chazal, Torah is telling us like this, and that's in the Gemara and now in the Gemara, but Metzia, that if you hurt somebody else and you pain them with your words, you're being over on Einayas Devarim. And tonight, Mizra Shem Rabbi said, we're going to go through many different examples to explain the koyach of your dibur is so much so that when you speak to somebody else and you upset them, you cause them tzar in many different ways. You're going to see Rabbi say that there's a sur derais and there's a paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat and Kamal Mekayimus, and therefore a person has to be very, very careful. This is a small abdomen that this in as follows. The Baisa, many people think that a word, what's a word going to do? It can't actually harm anyone. What we know is that a painful word can still pain someone years after a wound that it gave someone has already years ago healed. A painful word can sometimes affect someone for years and years and years, and it can stay that way for many, many years and sometimes a whole lifetime. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, says like this: a tongue is like a loaded gun, because while the bullets are inside, you can still aim and direct them at the right place. But once they left the gun, you can have no control over it anymore. So to the words in your mouth. Kol's mind is still in your mouth, they're in the brain. So you have control about where you're going to direct them and who you're going to direct them and how you're going to say them. Oh, the moment they left, you can no longer take them back. It's too late. The suffering was done, the damage has been done, and therefore the problem has come in. Now, there's two types of hurting somebody. There's two types of, I know, it's brought down in the Gemara. And the Gemara by Metzia, definitely the Chesem Abbas, it's brought down in Choshe Mishpot, in the Torah of the Dance of Animation, Chok Ches. And Be'etzim, we know as follows. There's one type of, I know, which is a Nas Tavorim, which is hurting somebody with words. There's another type of Eino, which are called Einoas Momen, right? We know this famously from the Gemara and Bo'metzia. Eino is trying to overcharge someone. Every year, there's two types of Eino. Two, one with a Momen, one with the words. One thing is Poshet. Chazal tell us, Gemara directions already, that when a person hurts someone with words, it's much more painful than when you hurt someone financially. Because when you hurt someone financially, you can get my money back, whatever it may be. But when you hurt someone with words, you can't take the words back. Now, I'm not going to do tshuva, but the words that you said are still there. You can't take them back. The Gemara Bar Metzia over there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he gets tremendously angry with somebody that hurts somebody else with words. Al Gidekach, says the Gemara, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will not punish you through a shliach, through a malach, will punish the person that hurts somebody else with his words. Rabbi says a Gemara in Bar Metzia and Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara says over there that if a person cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam because he just got hurt by someone, he got insulted by someone, Zuk to Gemara, he gets answered immediately. When a person has tzar and he cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam because somebody upset him, he gets answered miyad. Zuk to Gemara. Kol hasha'orim na'olu. All the gates are closed, they're all locked. Chutz Shari ho'ino. Except for someone that got involved and got upset and insulted by Einoas Devarim that we can explain. Him, the gates are open for him. He can come straight to Shomayim and the Rabbani Shulam and listen to what he says.
Rabbi Shulam, do you want to summon for me now?
Sorry? Says it to Gemara.
That's what the other one
is
saying.
All the shahs are locked.
A person that hurts, Rabbi Zayn, the Gemara in Yuma, in Perek Zayin over there, also Choshev Mishpat, Sibalot, is like this. When a person hurts someone else with Dibur, you shouldn't think, it's only Dibur, it's nothing, Chas V'Sholim, you have a Chiv, Vada, to ask him the Chiv, like every other Aveira. We also have to understand that Einoas Devarim applies to children. You have to be careful with your own children in Mitzvah Hashem. Or stand with your cousin, whatever it may be, Einoas Devarim applies to kids. That means you have to be careful not to Chas V'Sholim insult or upset the child. Okay, back to Zuk Gemara Bar Metzia and Tesam and Aleph. Be very, very careful, Mitzvah Hashem, with your wife. Says the Gemara, Le'olam ye'odom zoy b'Einoas Ishtei, shemitoy shedmas l'kareiva b'Einoas l'kareiva. A woman gets upset much easier, and if she cries, I don't even want to tell you, the Gemara talks a terrible thing. prepared with his wife, how not to upset her in such a situation. My boy said you have to be very careful of an orphan or a ger. If you know someone that never hasn't got parents or became a ger, you have to be even more careful. Rabbi Yonah says this in Shari Truth and Shagimu. The Chofetz Chaim talks about another case. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I know it's the word. The Chofetz comes, by the way, with a Mordechai Kasevah called Choybas HaShmira. Choybas HaShmira. And he writes over there that I know it's the word does not only mean that you actually harm the fellow with your words, but you spoke badly. Even if you hint, even if you make an expression on your face, even if you do something with a gesture, so the Chofetz Chaim, your Oyber, and the Issa Doraisa, of I know it's the word, and like we explained, the punishment is very, very bad. Now, I put together a nice about 13 different examples just to give the oil again. We can go by Richas and it's in hours, but we have about 15 minutes left. I'd like to go through all 13 examples so we can see what means a nice divine, what means yes, what means no. Because I'll show we'll come up with a few Eterim at the end and a couple of good stories also. Let's start with number one, Abayisai. First thing you have to realize, Avada, every single person, if you hurt another Jew, that's a nice divine. The Shaila is what's michlal in hurting another Jew.
Right?
Non-Jew. Pashas does also. Now, therefore, a person should be very careful. There are going to be some examples now, there are going to be some chidushim to people. People think that are not also. But basically, what I'm saying is straight from basically Gemara's and Bar Metzias or Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat. Let's go number one. Number one, Rabbi said, this one is another pashut. To embarrass somebody else, this maybe I want to speak about by Micha's at a different shade. Oh, but if you embarrass somebody else, obviously that's a form of a nice devouring, right? Especially if it's done in public, that's a nice devouring. That's number one. Number two, if you mention somebody's bad past, for example, you go to someone that used to be a lot worse and you say to him, I remember you, you used to be a bum. Or I remember you, you used to eat treif. Or I remember all these sorts of things. You tell him his past, so if they give over him a foolish, you mention something about his family. You tell him something derogatory about your family. I say, your father was mamish nothing, this, that, the other. All the examples in the world. If you mention something derogatory about his family, you're over on a nice devoir. But by side. Sorry?
I'll just go on my word
in the trainer. Very good. Says Aruch HaShulchan. Says Aruch HaShulchan. But then also the Heilige Chofetz Chaim Sefer. And he says that this. If you talk about hurtful facts about someone himself or about his family, for example, you go to the guy and you say to him, hey, I know your parents are divorced. Now that's not nice. Or you say to him, oh, you're very fat. Or you've got a big nose. He said all sorts of things like that, that are derogatory about himself or his family. That's Michlal in Einoyes Devorim. Come again, Baita, Rabbi Sai. Baita, how about pouring salt? How about pouring salt on a wound? How about pouring salt on a wound? For example, I don't know, I'm getting to it at the end. He had someone that never had a tragedy. And a tragedy. And you know, you go over to him and you tell him, you can't imagine saying such a thing, but let's say a person, Chas Hashem, do such a thing. You go over to someone that has a terrible thing happen to him, and he says to him, you know what happened? You didn't have favors. You know why? You didn't dab properly, you didn't learn properly. You put his salt into the wound. You're over, a vada. You say to him, no wonder Kodesh Baruch Hu did this to you. Look at you. You do this, that, and the other. And in Leila, Zot, the price game that is Nichlal in Oyloth Dvar. Let me go later. There's a Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch seems to be mashed with the following. If you give someone a snide remark, you're over on a nurse phone. For example, you say to him, oh, that's a nice suit. Let's see how long that's going to remain clean for. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if he gives him a tzar, because you know he normally gets, you know, a mess or whatever, so you're giving him a tzar, you push it, making him upset. You're over on a nurse phone. Let me get back to you give someone a nickname. Now, about when we're discussing the nickname, you're giving it a derogatory nickname, and you're doing it with kavana to embarrass him. You say to him, hey, chubby, but you're doing it to embarrass him. You're not doing it because he likes to be called that. You're doing it because it's embarrassing. Hey, fatso, your nickname, you're over on a nurse to run. You've got to be very, very careful. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says there are three people that go down to Gehenna and never come up. One of them is a person that gives a nickname to his friend. We're basically to be very careful. You give a nickname to somebody, if you will get embarrassed by it, you could be over and us to Rome and chas b'shalom l'alein rachman and it's done. Nichla, what the Gemara says, go down to Gehenna and you never come up. Now we go back to, there's a Mayotik Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, Mayotik Rambam, basically this man recognizes on Kudish HaKadoshim. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira, how about you ask someone a question that you know he cannot answer? For example, Let's say, you know someone, he learned something a long time ago, he's for sure forgot it, and you ask him, Badafka, you know, hey, let me ask you, and you have no idea, you push it embarrass him. That's called a nice tavor, says the Rambam. Not only that, how about you go to a rav even sometimes, and you ask him some kasha that he's not going to know, he's not holding the sugi or whatever, and maybe you're over mamish on a nice tavor. That's why some of the posts in the Chofetz Chaim said this, you have to be careful. You have to know what you're asking. If you're doing it the dafka to show the guy that he doesn't know, you have to be very careful. You have to show you know. You know, you're asking the wrong, I ain't got the answer, he doesn't know, he's not going to know that. Or you found some man walking and he's for sure not going to know, you're asking, he gets embarrassed, he doesn't know, you're even enough to worry. Say the Chofetz Chaim, right? Actually, I'm sorry, the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says you have to be very, very careful when you have guests at your meal, there's a Shema by say, when you have guests at your meal, not to ask them for tobacco. They will not know that you guys are Baruch Hashem good yeshiva bachim. All of you don't. Which yeshiva bachim doesn't come to a meal not prepared? That's poshut. But we're talking about a guy comes from somewhere else that has not got that Torah. You're going to poshut embarrass him. He's going to say, and then he's going to get embarrassed. But boy, say, I'm not talking about embarrassing right now. I'm talking about an isad gomor on shulchan aruch of einos dvarim. Halacha number 8, Rabbi Yisrael, we're holding by. Spreading a false rumor. Again, there's many other shaylas of Yisroel that are involved. But number 8 would be, if you spread a false rumor, a rumor that it comes
from the Baskim,
I think we're holding by number 8, if I'm wrong, no, there. Spreading a false rumor, Rabbi Yisrael. If you spread a false rumor, it could defeat Kama, the Kama Poiskim, some Sayyidin Choshimishba, for example, that if you spread a false rumor, right, and you could be over on an honest vote. Number 9, a practical joke. Now, some Sayyidin by Richas over here talks about this. The man says, I'm murdering his Sayyid. That some Sayyidin Choshimishba, some Kufay involved, says like this. If you play a practical joke, who's it funny to? To the guy that's playing the joke. Often, it's not funny to the guy on the receiving end. Right? Everyone else is very well entertained by the joke that you made on him, and he's very upset about it. Zutuch Sam Seifa. You do that to somebody who's embarrassed, you're over on an Issa Deraisa of Inoes Devorim. As usually, Zutuch Sam Seifa. Let me get back to Rabbi Yisrael. Number, I think 10, I don't know. Whatever, wherever we're holding Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know where we're holding the Rabbi
Yisrael. 10, a lot more than 10.
Oh, holding it. Okay, whatever it may be. No. By the way, if you steal as a practical joke, you have to realize this is a terrible zach. You see, I once heard a mice of somebody that asked another woman, did you have a cleaner for me? So she decided to make a practical joke. Her neighbor was very friendly with her. So she decided, yeah, I've got a number of a cleaner for you. She gives her neighbor's number. So the neighbor, the friend calls up the neighbor, says, hi, I've been told that from this woman that you're a cleaner. She got an embarrassment, and it's an embarrassment for the caller. Because she got terribly embarrassed because she insulted somebody. That's what they said. That's what the voice came. This is Einoes Devorim. This is Surei Doraisa. The person has to be so careful. Let me get back to it. No, we might have to continue.
So funny.
Send the Shulchan Aruch. Choshen Mishpat, Simen, Tov, Ho. Sit, Ramadeis. If you scare other people, we know the Kohen Gadol, the Heilige Kohen Gadol, when he entered, had bells attached to his clothing. Why? So that people knew that he was coming, he was entering the Mishkan, whatever it was, situation, Ayin Shal. When a person scares somebody else, I'm talking about when he really scares him, he's in a dark room, the guy walks in, he gives him a massive shock. But boy said, if you come and post him, if you the Shulchan Aruch, come and post him. The Tzvas Aruch, the Rav from Tzvas, wrote a Sefer, the Halakal Yisrael, Paskin Azoy, and he wrote, that a person scares somebody else, Sheni Rachim, is over on, I know it's the word. Next example, the Sefer Yireim brings down the Mordek example. If a person shows an angry face and to somebody else in order to upset him, it's very negative to kids, you've got to be very, very careful. And those kids are also very, very negative. And you make people upset, you make people scared of you, whatever it may be. And if you can view a Ben Yoyna, if you say your name, you've been over on the nurse to buy it. Last, I got a couple more last ones. Those are Shulchan, the Glass Shulchan, the Chabetz Chaim, the Chabetz Hashmi, the Kamab, the Kamab, the Kamab, the Kamab, the example. Very, very important. Business, also very negative. How about you go into somebody's shop and you ask them, how much does it cost? How much is this? Then you know for sure you're not going to buy it. I'm not getting into shyness of stealing or grave or whatever it may be. Oh, but Be'etzer, Zuk the Poiskim, you do that and then you walk away, he gets upset. You've been over.
Maybe I want to know how much it costs.
No, but you take a want to know that's what. I'm not much time the money into this. Then messing around, you ask how much it is. Then you walk out, the guy gets upset. He's already making a business deal today. And he sees that he walked out. So the Poiskim.
Gets upset. The show of business.
The last one. The over on earth. Let me get back to. But by saying, Rav Ozna Shlit and Shevet HaLevi Chedek Zayin Tzim Rish Chof Tam says, Avan, if you steal sleep from somebody else, you're not over on Gneiva.
Why? It's also Poshet, by the way.
Oh, but Rav Ozna writes, not over Gneiva. Why not over on Gneiva? Because you never stole anything from him. Oh, but Zog Rav Ozna, what are you over on? Oh, you know, The oyver and oyver when you steal, some and then as well, and an earth to burn. When you sleep, it's a chedek of an earth to burn. We've got to be careful our body side. When you make noise, like with Sheinberg Zatzal, he always used to tell us, I remember it so many times, he always used to tell us, you have a shiva bochim, very machme, put them into this head, next to their bed, and the gantz amaisa with the mess and the noise, and who they're waking up? They're waking up their roommate. You can't be machme on someone else's cheshbon. Right, and I'm looking to halacha shayla, yeah or no, but that's what he told us. Let me get back to your body side. Be very, very careful when not to wake any man up again if they come a push to me over and not to vote. Sue the race, very, very chomedy gazara. Next example. You know what? No, next, we're going to Twitter. Twitter, when is it mutter to speak in earth time? Hazard number one, number time, is when you're giving toichacha. If you're giving rebuke to somebody else, and obviously we mean you're doing it in the right oifen, that means you can rebuke him, and you're doing it for his kavana, and you're doing it gently, whatever it may be. When you're rebuking somebody else, then you are allowed to speak certain forms of einas devarim, because you're trying to make the person improve. It's very negative for a parent, when a parent wants to tell off his child, and sometimes say things that could be nichal einas devarim. If you're doing it only for the child's benefit, then avada navada, it's muta, and of course you can't do it because the parent is angry. Right, I'm not giving a chiddur class right now. Over, you have to be very careful not to do it for the parent benefit, you want to do it for the child benefit, and then it was one heta of speaking on the phone. Heta number two, Russia. You have a Russia that's over on Kolata Rekula, or at least on many Averis, bemazed, i.e., he knows it's Asa, and he does it anyway. Someone like that, you're absolutely allowed to insult him, you're absolutely allowed to speak in earth. Devarim is no problem whatsoever. However, note, and be very careful, and most of the non-frum people that we have going around the world, are what we call a tinok shenishva, which means, literally, they're a stolen child, and therefore they don't know the kedusha of Torah, they don't know the kedusha of mitzvahs, they don't understand it, and therefore they're not really nechal in this category of Russia, and therefore chas v'shalom, you should never speak derogatory or a nurse to burn to anybody unless you know vada that the nechal and the Russia of chol ha'tayyeh kulay. Again, we're not getting into all those halachas, it's a big sugya. Now, if I say, are you allowed to answer back? Somebody insults you, someone speaks a nurse to burn. So there are certain times that you're allowed to answer back. In other words, not chas v'shalom to say to burn mesumim, but in order to protect yourself, to push it, you're not supposed to just, take everything. Over. I want to tell the audience the following three stories. Number one. The Chazon Ish was once walking in the forest with a Talmud. Walking in the forest with a Talmud, maybe it's been his mind, whatever it was, he was speaking and learning. A couple of goyim came behind them and started to sing terrible insult on that Talmud. The Talmud turned around and started, giving it to them back. Chazon Ish looked at that and he said to the Rebbe or whoever, he said, you're not a Ben Torah. I'm not a Ben Torah. Why not? What would have Ben Torah have done? So the Chazon Ish of Ben Torah wouldn't have answered. Who would have answered? And it's a big issue, what they say, because silence doesn't mean you're weak. When a person is silenced, it's not a sign of weakness, forget. It's out of strength. Because a person is secure with who he is and where he comes from, as the Maisi will not feel the need to reply. I don't need to reply. I know who I am. I'm happy with who I am. And that's it. Right? There was a Maisi, I think, in England, where people get sometimes shouted at, whatever, Jew ball, these sorts of things. Someone wants to call them a Jew, and what they say, thank you very much. It's a compliment. What, it's an insult? What's an insult, Bukhlal? As the man the Chazon Ish said, a Ben Torah does not answer. Well, basically, the Beis HaLevi, listen to this Beis HaLevi, the Hilke Beis HaLevi, when he was a very young child, my mom is young, but when he was a very young student, was once, he offered a... The Beis HaLevi, when he was a young fellow, once made a deal with a someone that drives, horse and cart to go to a certain destination. So he said, listen, I haven't got any money. Oh, but the Beis HaLevi said, you know what I'll do? I'll direct the horses where to go. I'll help you out driving the horses. And the man, that would be my payment. I won't have to go anywhere. The Maisa, what happened was he did a terrible job. And you can imagine the Beis HaLevi with Nishkan Baki with how to drive a horse and cart. He was a Baki in many things, but not that. And the Maisa, the whole journey, the guy was giving him a buzz saying, what's the matter with you? You don't know how to do it. You're this, you're that. And he just macabre it. All of a sudden, they come one time to a place. People heard that the Beis HaLevi, young child, big pocket, junior, going, was here. People started to come to ask him shayles, and then the driver said, well, who am I driving with? He couldn't believe it. And he begged mechila from him. And the Beis HaLevi said, bring him mechila for what? If you're mevazer by Torah, no, that's one thing. Who are you mevazer? You're mevazer that didn't have to drive a coast and cart. No, Mishkevah, ich bin a amor, it's gomo, that I don't know.
Friday and Germany.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I didn't hear that one. Very good. I'll look at it next year. Now, Rav Zalman of Volozhin was once traveling with his brother. They knocked late at night onto an inn, because they needed to sleep somewhere on their travels. Yeah. But kids, so the innkeeper comes out, start being the vass of them, and terrible, the shreddies that came out of his disgusting mouth. Of this innkeeper, this guy. And the Maisa, Rav Zalman of Volozhin, was crying. And his brother said to him, why are you crying? He said, they insulted me also. It doesn't bother me. Who cares? I'm taking it to heart. He said, that's why I'm crying. I'm not crying because they insulted me. I'm crying because I'm not holding by the Madriga, and it doesn't bother me at all. And a person has to realize as well, the Pilchus of Karilitz, that, for example, the Mordig and Moshul. He says, what should a person do when he's insulted? Can you imagine the following scenario, he says. If you're standing in front of a king, a huge king, and all of a sudden the guy comes over to you, slaps you right on the face. You're standing in front of the king, I mean, you're totally shocked by what just happened to you. Are you going to answer? Are you going to go over and slap the guy back? Absolutely not. Why not? Because you're going to say, listen, the king saw what happened. If he thought it's right, look, must be right. If it's not right, what's he going to do? He's going to punish him. So we're Pinchas of Kovitz, a person has to realize, he's standing in front of Melech, Malchei, Melechei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds it's right, then it's right. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks it's wrong, no, then he'll get punished. Oh, but who are we to get involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business?
King, not to defend
I'm not saying you're going to have to defend yourself, but how do you defend yourself? Oh, we have to realize, everybody say, there are certain times that you're allowed to answer back. Oh, but the icky is saying there's a bit time you don't answer back. If the couple is not going biter, if the Baruch Hu puts it to you, it means that obviously maybe you needed to hear it for whatever reasons it may be. Oh, but everybody say, tonight's share. A nice devotion. Be very, very careful with the koyach of dibur.